Blog Talk Radio.
From the pits to the stands, from the drivers to the fans, it's time for Race Fans Rock with your host, Infield Chen.
Hey there, race fans, what's up? Thanks for tuning in to Race Fans Rock Radio Show, and I'm your host, Infield Chen, and let's get this party started tonight. Now, I'll be speaking with Lisa Aslin, who is well known as the NASCAR Tattooed Lady, and she's been on the show before. But this weekend, she was my dedicated fan and the stand reporter, so we'll be talking to her and seeing what her weekend was like at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Now, I got to tell you, I also tried getting my boyfriend, Brian Keselowski, to finally come on my show and talk about this upcoming weekend, about him finally getting back behind the wheel at Lucas Oil Raceway in the ARCA Racing Series. But wouldn't you know it, he's still in the shop working on the car, so he can't get on the phone to call in. I also want to give a shout-out to ARCA for posting an excellent press release on Brian's return to racing. The press release was so good, it made my job a lot easier because now I don't have to write one. So thank you, ARCA, and if you want to check out that awesome press release that they wrote, visit arcaracing.com, and it's right there on the front page. Pretty cool. So I hope everyone tuning in had a great week since our last show. My week had its ups and downs, you know, so to speak. On Wednesday last week, Brian Keselowski, our crew guys, Wes and Tim, and I, we started on the long journey from Race City to Iowa Speedway. It was like a 17 or 18-hour drive, and we broke it up into 2 days worth of driving. We picked up, you know, our awesome tire specialist, April Goodkiss, in Indy along the way, and we were in a minivan, so it wasn't the best of situations to be driving that far, you know, and like I said, I got to tell you, I got to break into what's grinding my gears real quick. Let me tell you, I got to give a big double thumbs down to Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Let me tell you why. We ordered a large Suburban, and when we got there, they gave me two different excuses on why we weren't getting the Suburban. First, they said that we didn't have the right package for it, that that's not what we ordered. Then I proved them wrong on that. And then they changed the tunes and said that the air conditioner wasn't working and it would take 3 days to get it fixed. So, not happy with that. Every time we rent from them, all we get are these uncomfortable minivans. And I sometimes it's the very same van, which is, like, ridiculous. I mean, trying to get a 15-passenger van is absolutely impossible. Now, keep in mind, we are smack dab in the middle of Mooresville in the race hub, right? Tons of teams are traveling each week, and no one here can get a van. It's ridiculous. Ugh. I could go on and say more negative stuff about their operations, but instead, I'm going to contact the regional manager at Enterprise who takes care of the NASCAR team reservations and let her know what's going on and see if that does anything. I'm not holding out any hope on it, but you never know. So anyway, that's what's really grinding my gears this week. So back to the story. As far as the eyes could see, it was corn, corn, and more freaking corn. I mean, I have never seen so much of it in my life. I mean, it's a side dish. Really? I couldn't believe how much that there was out there, and I've never been up that way before. But, yeah, for as far as my eyes could see, it was nothing but cornfields. And, you know, I don't know why, but I wanted to pick a corn off the stalk. I mean, it's something I've never done before. You know, growing up in Brooklyn, New York, cornfields weren't exactly something I saw every single day, or at all for that matter. So, you know, that kind of stuff, like, it's intriguing, you know. You always see it on TV, but you never see it in person. But anyway, Thursday morning when we stopped off at Cracker Barrel for breakfast, and we went behind the restaurant. But you know it, there was a cornfield. So, you know, I did what any New Yorker who wants to pick a corn would do. I looked around to see if anyone was watching, and the coast was clear. So I grabbed April, our tire specialist, and gave him my camera, and I picked a corn off the stalk. It was fun, you know. I took pics of it too, posted. So after that, you know, we got back on the road, and Brian was just sitting there shaking his head at me because he disapproved of me picking the corn. I was like, are you serious? He can be weird sometimes like that. But I mean, come on, it was just one little corn. So, I don't know. It's off the bucket list, and I don't ever have to do it again, so I'm not. I'm good. Anyway, so we get to the track about 5 p.m. on Thursday, and we pick up our truck driver. You know, we checked out the track, and we checked out, like, where the fan zone was going to be. There was this giant Adirondack-type chair, so of course I took pics in it, you know. And the Indy cars were setting up, so, you know, I took a look at them. Very different than what I'm used to, really different. It was actually the first time I've ever been that close to those kinds of cars. they were really cool looking, you know, but honestly, they don't really do too much for me personally. So anyway, that's just personal though. But by this time here, the Holo is now parked, you know, we got a truck driver and we headed out and went to the hotel to get ready for the next day, which was one of the longest days I've had in a long time. I mean, it was like a gazillion degrees with the humidity. It was horrific. The humidity was probably higher than the temperature. I've never been to a track hotter than it was at Iowa Speedway on Friday. And I've been to Atlanta in August. This made Hotlanta look like a winter day. That's how hot it was. It was so much so that the safety guys were handing out Ziploc bags full of ice all day long to everybody. It was brutal. But I got to say, Matt Krzyzewski, he thrived on that track. He was the fastest in practice and qualified second for the start of the ARCA Racing Series. This is my Speedway 150. Car was great, and so was the start of the race. Matt went on to lead a total of 62 laps, and our first pit stop was excellent, but it went downhill on our second pit stop, unfortunately. We came in first, and we went out seventh, and that made me glad that I was not one of those people who went over the wall at that point anymore. Now, I know these things happen, but damn, what a shame it was. Anyway, Matt tried to work his way back through the field, and he got back up to sixth, but it was so hard to pass after that, you know. With about 10 to go, Matt got hit in the right rear and knocked the rear end of the car pretty good. So he went on to finish 15th position. Definitely not the outcome that we had wanted, but, you know, like I said, these things happen, and that's racing, right? But Matt Krzyzewski, he did a really good job, and thankfully, you know, the car isn't too badly damaged, so it's being repaired right now as we speak, and it'll be back better than ever in Pocono in 2 weeks. So Mason Mitchell, the hometown hero, he went on to win the race in his number 78 Chevrolet. He was followed by Kyle Weatherman, Tom Hessert, Austin Cindric, and Matt Tift. They rounded out the top five. Now, this week coming up, it's a week that Brian and I have been looking forward to for a long time. Brian Keselowski will finally be getting back behind the driver's seat back behind the wheel in the driver's seat for this weekend's ARCA race at Lucas Oil Raceway Park, and it's for the Sous Chef PowerPex ARCA 200. He's going to be driving his own number 29 Ford Fusion. Now, this is the car that he built from the ground up, and it is a really good car. I'm not just saying that. I am telling you it's a good car. He's going to be using the same Ilmor motor that Matt Kay has been using, so, you know, we know it's going to have a lot of good power underneath that hood. And we actually tested the car to the National a couple of weeks ago, and he said it was one of the best training cars he's ever had in his entire career. I can't tell you how good it was to hear him say that. Now, you never doubt your competition, and that is something that Brian never does. And we will be bringing a good car that's capable of a win this weekend, feeling a half going into the race. So we'll just go there with, you know, do the best we can. We'll see how it performs on the track and, you know, keep our fingers crossed. All right, moving on. Now, I wasn't able to be at New Hampshire Motor Speedway this weekend, so I know I missed seeing some great racing there. You know, Joe Gibbs Racing dominated the show both days, with Denny Hamlin winning the Xfinity Series Lake Region 200 and Kyle Busch winning the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series 5-Hour Energy 301. Now, you know, whether you are a Kyle Busch fan or not, you have to give this guy a ton of credit and respect. For him to make the kind of comeback that he has winning, I mean, he's come back and won. He's won, and he's won almost three in a row. But it's his third win in the last four races overall. And that's incredible. I mean, he still needs to break his way into the top 30 in points to be Chase eligible, but he is definitely on his way to doing just that. So today on my social media, I put it out there, and I asked race fans what they thought of Kyle's comeback. And some of the things that they said was, well, Danny Lynn Greenwood said, "I love it, ton of exclamation marks." So you can definitely tell she's a Kyle Busch fan. Good. Stephen Ingram said, "Whether you're a fan of his or not, Kyle has an astounding amount of talent and is absolutely one of the most skilled drivers in the Cup Series. I never was one to go nuts when he was in the lead, but there's no denying his pure talent on the track." Got a point. Lori Nelson said, "I think he will do it and win it all. I'm still a Dale Jr. fan, but the year Kyle has had, that would be something." Kim Carney Harris said, "That man can drive the wheels off of a car. If he makes the chase, and his crew did work hard for that chance." Brian Buchman wrote, not a big fan, but love a good comeback. Actually finding myself wanting him to win the chase this year. Good luck, Rowdy. Well, all right. There you have it. I want to thank everyone who voiced their opinions and shared their thoughts about Kyle's comeback. And please know that if I didn't read your comments live on the air just now, I did read each and every one of them that was posted. So thank you very much. All right. Now I'd like to welcome back a popular lady who covered it all at New Hampshire Motor Speedway as my pair of eyes and ears this weekend. And I'm talking about my dedicated fan and the stand reporter, Lisa Aswin. Hey, Lisa, welcome
Hello.
To the show. Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
It was good. How are you?
I'm doing good. So first I want to say, thank you for coming back on the show and being my fan and the stand reporter this weekend. You're known throughout the NASCAR community as the NASCAR Tattooed Lady. So let's start with that and tell everybody how you kind of came known as that.
I started getting tattoos with my kids, and then I started getting NASCAR tattoos, and I just wanted more. The latest tattoo I do have is the clock tattoo where Dale mm-hmm. Jr. Won at Martinsville. Just a few months ago, I just got that.
Cool. Well, so obviously you're a friend of the show since, you've been on here before, and I've posted on my social pages and websites about you, but your popularity as the NASCAR Tattoo Lady has grown. So who else in the industry has done stories about your passion for the sport and your love of those tattoos?
Okay, I've been in NASCAR Sports Illustrated. I've been in Tom Jensen did an article on my tattoos, and so did Chris Johnson.
Cool. Well, I mean, it seems like your popularity is growing and more and more. Did you get any inkling that Dale kind of knows who you are at this point and knows about your tattoos?
Well, I don't know if he does, but I think so because Kelly Earnhardt has made two comments on my tattoos in the past. So I do know he knows about my tattoos. And it was funny, drivers, when they were introducing the drivers on Sunday, I don't mm-hmm. know which driver this was. He was a young driver. He came off the stairs because where I was standing, I was right there. I had a good view. Mm-hmm. And he yells to me, he says, are those tattoos real? And, it was funny. It was really funny. But, yeah, I think he does. I really do. I know his crew members. Last year I was in Loudoun. His crew members were taking pictures of my tattoos. And, I do know. He knows about me. I really do.
Cool. Well, let me ask you this. Did you have a chance to actually meet him this weekend?
Oh, I got two good pictures, close-up pictures. There was one with me. I didn't take this picture. I don't know where it came from, but it ended up on my Facebook with me getting his autograph. I was on the right side of him, and that's mm-hmm. my Facebook profile picture, and I don't know where it
gotcha.
Came from. And then I got another close-up picture where he was coming out of his hauler. And I was trying to get a picture again with him this year, but it was difficult.
Really?
It was very difficult. Yeah.
So you didn't have a chance to, like, pull your sleeve up and go, hey, check this out. Look at you.
I did. He's
so frustrating.
He always had somebody by his side pushing he was signing autographs, but he had somebody by his side telling people to keep going, he wouldn't stop.
Gotcha.
But, I'll be honest with you, I got two pictures with Jeff Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was like, wow. And he remembered me. The first picture, I had a problem with my phone on Friday because it was so hot
mm-hmm.
down there that my phone kept shutting off. So
mm-hmm.
my cousin gave me his camera. And here I am trying to figure out how to work this camera. And Jeff Gordon took the time to show me what to do, okay?
Oh, cool.
So on Friday, I get a picture with Jeff Gordon. And then your friend Dave, I saw Dave,
yeah.
your friend there.
Mm-hmm.
He brought me
mm-hmm.
aside and told me, wait here, Jack Wood's coming out of his holler. And my phone was working at this time, so I waited to get another picture, and you know what? Jeff Gordon remembered me. He said, he was laughing. He said, what, the pictures that you got with me yesterday didn't come out? And I said, no, I want one with my phone. He just remembered me.
He was
fan-friendly with me. He took the time with me. I was, like,
very
really
nice.
Impressed.
Well, I mean, you are kind of hard to miss, you know, so that's good. It sets you apart, so, you know, good deal. But so you were my dedicated fan and the Stan reporter this weekend, so let's talk a little about that. When did you first get to the track?
I got there early Friday morning, probably right around 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah, and yeah, it was awesome.
Mm-hmm, go ahead. No, go ahead.
It was awesome. There was a lot of people there. You know, Friday mm-hmm. and Saturday, I met a lot of good people, a lot of nice people. And some of the security people from last
mm-hmm.
year and the officials remembered me from last year. So it was awesome. And like on Sunday, the official came up to me and said, I think you deserve these. And it was debris from Dale Jr.'s car. And he gave me the lug nuts from Dale Jr.'s car.
Oh, that's cool. That is really cool. Nice.
Yeah.
So what was the first thing you did when you got to the track?
I went right to Dale Jr.'s holler. Right to that area. Yeah.
Gotcha. Cool.
Yeah.
Where did
I watch the races from? Oh,
yeah.
Dale Jr.'s
yeah.
pit. I was right there. I did not move.
Now, how about for the Xfinity race? Where'd you go?
I was around. I didn't stay in Dale Jr. You know, of course, Dale Jr. didn't race, but
mm-hmm.
I was around. I was just walking around.
Gotcha.
And,
staying on pit road.
And then the modified race I watched in the stands.
Okay. What did you think of that race?
It was awesome. I was sitting in turn one, and I saw a lot of action on turn one. Yeah, you could see the whole track.
Nice. So what did you actually think of New Hampshire Motor Speedway, the track itself?
The track itself, it's hard to pass. So if you qualify and stay out of trouble, that's pretty much,
mm-hmm.
you know. But,
mm-hmm.
and, yeah, it was good.
So what about, like, from a fan's perspective of the track? What did you think of the facilities, you know? What did you think of the garage area, things like that?
Oh, I really enjoyed the garage area. Everyone was nice. A lot of things going on, you know, thanks for
mm-hmm.
the kids. It was very family oriented. There were things there for kids to do, you know, there were rides there that kids could do.
Inside the track?
Go-karts. No, outside. No.
Okay, so outside.
I mean,
inside
the track. Yeah, inside the
mm-hmm.
track, of course. There were rides, there were go-karts, and then they did a Magic Mile walk. You know,
okay.
your family
what
could do
that.
That. I want to say it. What?
Go ahead. What is that Magic Mile walk about? I never heard of that.
I just heard about it on Sunday where you can take a walk around the track.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. Actually walk around the whole entire track.
Right. And
nice.
A lot of family members were doing that.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So was there a lot of things for fans to do, you know, outside the track? What was set up out there?
Outside the track, like I said, there were a few, you know, things you could buy, you know, the trailers and few rides.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a place where you could go for drinks and a meal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. So, Lisa, what other tracks have you been to on the circuit?
And I'll be honest with you, that was it. I've only been to Loudoun.
Really?
Yeah. The biggest fan, I would definitely love to go to more tracks.
Gotcha. Yeah, I thought you had been. But in your opinion, what would you say is the best feature about New Hampshire Motor Speedway?
how everyone treated me, the employees, the everyone was very nice. And,
Was there anything about
very
New Hampshire? Very
fan-friendly.
Cool. Very cool. We always want to hear that. Was there anything about New Hampshire Motor Speedway that you didn't like or, you know, wish you could have changed?
Of course. It had nothing to do with New Hampshire Motor Speedway. It was the hotel that we stayed in wasn't too cool. They lied to me. They told me it was 8 miles from the track and it was a lot longer than that. I mean, but that had nothing to do with New Hampshire.
Right.
But I had an excellent weekend. This is my third year doing this, you know. This was a great experience.
Cool. So now from your point of view, what would you say if another fan came up to you and said, hey, I'm thinking about going to New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Will I have a good time?
Yes, you will.
What would you tell them to expect? What else would you tell them to expect to take away from that?
If you have passes and where you can go in the garage area, you need to go Friday and Saturday because that's when all, you know, the people are there where you can meet and mm-hmm. talk to. On Sunday, it's hard to meet anybody because it's race day. But it's best to come on Friday and Saturday.
Gotcha.
You know, and
gotcha.
Then Sunday, watch the race. But if you've got passes, like hot passes, and you're better off to go down there on Friday.
Right. Cool. Great. Well, now, I know that you're also popular on social media, so, you know, how can fans find you and connect with you on social media?
Lisa, NASCAR Girl on Twitter, and Lisa Aslan on Facebook, and it says in parentheses, NASCAR Girl.
Cool. So now, are you planning on actually going to any more races this year, or are you going to wait till next year?
Well, I would love to go to more races. Actually, there's a new contest Gail Jr. is putting out for, I want to say it's Charlotte, in November or October. I put in for this contest. You tell your Dale Jr. story. They have mm-hmm. it on his website. So I just entered that yesterday.
Cool. Well, good luck. I hope you win it. It'll be great to see you down in Charlotte. I'll definitely see you there.
Yes, I definitely want to meet him. I'm not giving up.
Don't give up. I'll tell you, at least I told you, when I first wanted to meet him, and I was just a fan, was still living in New York. It took me 8 years. And, you know, I finally met him, and I got a really good picture with him. So, you know, rest is history. But don't give up. And like I said, if I can work things out and I can get myself up to New Hampshire, I will do everything I can to make that happen for you. So,
thank you.
Yeah. So I was wishing I would be up there this time, and I thought I would have been, but things didn't work out as it was planned. So, you know, I wound up going to the ARCA race with Ryan and the crew. But I will get you and to meet him somehow, some way. I'll figure it out. I promise you that.
Yeah. You missed a good time because so many people there. I mean, Dick Bertrand, Bobby Allison. I mean, I saw so many people this weekend. It was unbelievable.
Cool. I'm glad that you had a great time. And, we'll definitely get together one day. But I want to thank you for coming on the show, you know, and I'm glad that you had a good time at the track. But, yeah, keep your head up when it comes to meeting Dale Jr. because, you know, it'll happen. Okay?
I'm not giving up. Yes. Thank you. I know.
No problem. And, you know, just send me some of those pictures that you have, and I will post them up on my website, and I'll put a link to your Facebook page on my in a little while after the show.
Okay.
All right. Cool. Well, Lisa, thanks again for coming on the show, and I hope you have a great night.
You too.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Well, there you have it. That was Lisa Aslan, a.k.a. the NASCAR Tattoo Lady. And as you guys can easily hear, she is a huge Dale Jr. fan. She did a great job and obviously had a great time at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. So be sure to check her out on social media and take a look at all of her NASCAR-themed tattoos. It's amazing. It looks painful, but it's a pretty cool, amazing process after she's all done with it. Looks good. So if you guys out there want to be one of my future dedicated fan in the stands reporters at an upcoming NASCAR race this year, connect with me and tell me which races that you're planning on going to and give me a good reason why I should pick you. And, hey, maybe I will. If I do, I'll send you some garage passes and I'll send you to the track on a mission as my eyes and ears. As you can see, you'll be helping me and a lot of other race fans stay updated all weekend long while you have the best time you've ever had at the racetrack. So it's time for me to give a shout-out to my sponsor, Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC. Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC is a wealth and profitability company designed to help individuals and businesses manage their finances to help them not only grow their businesses but improve their quality of life as well. They've been a big supporter of this Race Fans Rock radio show, InfieldGym.com, and a strong supporter of Brian Keselowski Motorsports. And they're a huge supporter of RaceFansRock.com, my social community dedicated to racing and everyone in it. Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC, have helped thousands of their clients achieve the lifestyle that they've always wanted, and they've provided them with the peace of mind and the kind of financial stability that they were looking for. Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC, can help you live the good life, too. For more information and to schedule your free consultation, visit www.highlandwealth.com today. That's www.highlandwealthny.com. And if you're in the North Carolina, Charlotte, or any of the surrounding Charlotte areas and your house needs a good clean, don't worry about it. Just call Tate's Cleaning Services and they will get your home or office back in tip-top shape, smelling great in no time at all. There is absolutely no job that they can't handle that's not too big, too small, or too gross. Trust me, I have 3 basset hounds, and things can get pretty stinky pretty quickly and dirty and hair all over the place. It's horrible. They shed like, I don't even want to say the word, but they shed a lot. And Tate's Cleaning Services is great. They are fully licensed and insured, and they clean residential homes and commercial buildings and offices. You can find them on Facebook, / Tate's Cleaning Services, that's T-A-T-E-S, Cleaning Services, or email them at NorthCarolinaMade@gmail.com, or give them a call at 763-269-1919. Make sure that you tell them Infield Gym sent you, you'll get a discount. They're the best, and you will not be disappointed with their results. Trust me, I'm not. So I'd like to talk a little bit now about RaceFansRock.com, my social community dedicated to racing and everyone in it, and that means you. It's designed for race fans, drivers, teams, members of NASCAR, ARCA, and the media to come together and interact on one amazing social community. You can join for free right now. It's very user-friendly, and it's familiar because I've combined the best features of popular social media like Facebook, Twitter, and Google+, squished it all together, and put it on one awesome site. We post cool and informative information on it every week. We give away prizes for certain kinds of interactions that we have. We have a lot more to come. It's really easy to stay connected to Facebook and Twitter because we integrated them right into RaceFansRock.com. You can post directly to Facebook and Twitter when you post to RaceFansRock. It's a really cool feature. Plus, we took it one step further with the complete Twitter integration. When you connect your Twitter account to RaceFansRock, you're going to see your entire Twitter feed on RaceFansRock.com, where you can tweet, favorite, quote, and retweet all from RaceFansRock, and it all gets posted straight to Twitter from RaceFansRock. We are currently at 236 members strong as of today, and it's growing really well. I want to welcome our newest members who just signed up, and that would be Sherry Borgsdorf, Patrick, and Patrick Hartoff. Thank you guys so much for joining. The site launched on April 6th this year, and I checked out the stats just before the show, like I always do, and we are well over 143,000 page views and interactions since April 6th. So that tells me one thing. With only 236 members on there as of now, with all those page interactions and you know, back and forth, with a number of 143,000 page views and interactions, it tells me that when people sign on to RaceFansRock.com, they stay there. And that's cool. That is exactly what I wanted RaceFansRock.com to be about, a site that race fans will love to spend their time and, you know, and get while it gives them everything that they want on a racing-related site. The new feature for this week is the Member of the Week spot, which is posted right on the main page of the site. That member will be posted in that space all week long, and others can click on it and connect with that fan on RaceFansRock. The next cool feature that we're doing is the photo of the week. So race fans who upload photos, we will pick a random photo, and that'll be the photo of the week. You click on that photo, and you'll be able to visit that album and check out all the other pictures that they have, and it's a really good way to connect and intertwine with a lot of people. So personally, my favorite feature on Race Fans Rock right now is the live chat room that I have set up for every single driver in the top three series, and then some. And I even have my own Infield Gen's Social Sofa chat room, and I use it when the races are happening and when I'm in front of my TV watching it with everybody else at home. You know, it's great. Now, this past weekend, I had a good amount of people join me in there for the NASCAR Sprint Cup race at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. And the conversation, it was just fun, you know. We talk about what's going on during the races in real time. And, you know, when things happen on the track, we're talking about it right away in the chat. And then when, you know, the race is having some really good green flag runs, we can get a little off topic and talk about, you know, where everyone's from and what they do. And it's just a good, fun conversation and a great way to connect with people. I'm kind of getting away, well, I'm not kind of, I am getting away from posting the lap-by-lap results on Facebook and Twitter because it just takes too freaking long, you know? So that's what I want to do for every race from now on moving forward. Now, when you join any of the other driver chat rooms, you can instantly connect with fans that like the same drivers as you do, and, you know, you never know, that driver could actually pop in there and chat with you live. So, you know, if you haven't joined it already, go ahead and do it right now. It's easy. It's free. I promise you're going to like it. It's racefansrock.com. All right, moving on. As I started talking about earlier in the show, Brian Keselowski will be driving in his first ARCA race of the season this weekend coming up. He will be driving that brand new 29 Ford Fusion for the upcoming Sioux Chief Powerpex 200 at Lucas Oil Raceway Park on Friday 24th. At 9 o'clock at night, the green flag drops, and a big part of us being able to go to this race was all thanks to the race fans who signed up to become team sponsors through my Infield Gen fan sponsorship program. Now, Brian is really appreciative to all those fans who signed up as well. Now, while we are going to do this race, you know, we still have space available on the car, and, you know, we could use a little more in sponsorship to go to the track. That would be great. Now, our fan name program helped out a little. Race fans signed up to put their name on our car. So I'd like to thank those fans who signed up. We have Steve Stamberski, Dr. Stephen Taylor, Michael Bailey, Michael Sedka. And one of our fans actually wanted us to put the names of her pets on the car. So we are going to have Prince Harry and Smurfy on the car, too. I think it's really cool. I hope more people sign up from now on and put all their pets' names on the car. That'd be cool. But the race will be televised live on Fox Sports 1, and the race starts at 9 p.m. So if you've been thinking about getting your feet wet in motorsports, in the motorsports industry, rather, a good way to go about it is to get on board with, you know, Brian Keselowski Motorsports as a sponsor. It's the quickest and easiest way to get into the sport, you know. And in addition to just having a decal on the car or a patch on Brian's uniform, we're offering really attractive packages that include representation on both BrianKeselowski.com and InfieldGen.com, extensive social media awareness. It includes Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+, Instagram, Pinterest, Periscope, YouTube, Race Fans Rock, and more, as well as live commercials right here on the show. Now, we can even include some VIP experience passes to the ARCA race or to a NASCAR Sprint Cup race of our sponsor's choice. And, hey, I picked up my Infield Gen / Race Fans Rock / Highland Wealth Advisors fire suit yesterday, and I got space on there as well. Bottom line is we always strive to do more for our sponsors and make it a successful partnership. Now, working with our team, you know, it's really a great opportunity for you to get the word out about your business or your product or your brand, you know. And if you want to make an announcement like, you know, happy birthday or happy anniversary, et cetera, will you marry me, whatever. If you want to use our car and our team as a unique way for you to do something like that, let me know and I'll make it happen for you. I mean, chances are if you do something like that, I could probably get it on TV. I know those guys too. Send me by email at infieldgen@gmail.com. So we have a lot of programs to get fans involved, which, you know, it helps us raise the funds that we need to go racing. But I got to say, my Infield Gen fan sponsorship program, it's really what put Brian back on track this time, and it's really cool. My Infield Gen fan sponsorship program allows us to connect with race fans, allows them to have the access to the races that they're dying to go to, and it gives them a chance to meet all their favorite drivers while they help out our team. I started the program at the beginning of this year, and it's really catching on. I'm turning race fans into sponsors every single day. And it can be a little difficult to do when I'm, you know, on the road and stuff, but I get it done. I can do that for you, too. Now, I bet you did not know that you could be considered a team sponsor for as little as $100. Now, based on the different packages I'm offering, our sponsors will receive a VIP pass or a few of them to a NASCAR Sprint Cup race of their choice or any of the races during the 2015 NASCAR season. So for more information about it, go to infieldgen.com/fan-sponsorship. I got it all written out, and I've posted a list of commonly asked questions. So, you know, you have all the information that you need right there in front of you. Read through it, make the decision. And once you do make that decision, just let me know when I can turn you into a team sponsor too. That's infieldgen.com/fan-sponsorship. So go check it out, and I'm telling you, you never knew how easy it was to do this. I customize packages as well, so if you want to see your logo on a NASCAR Sprint Cup Series car, even if it isn't on Brian Keselowski's car in the Sprint Cup Series, I can make it happen for you as well. I kind of know some people, you know? But, no, I have a lot of connections, and I can help you out with that. So go check it out, and I'll hook you up. All right. So now that the NASCAR Sprint Cup and Xfinity teams have returned from New Hampshire Motor Speedway, the next track on the schedule for them is the big one. They'll be at Indianapolis Motor Speedway, while the Camping World Truck Series teams will be playing in the dirt at Tony Stewart's Stomping Ground in Eldora Speedway. Ugh, the dirt. So anyway, let's get started on who's who, who's in it, and who's driving what this weekend. Starting with the Camping World Truck Series at Eldora, we have 32 trucks on the preliminary entry list for Wednesday's 1-800 Car Cash Mid-Summer Classics. We have Cole Custer in the 00. Jake Griffin will drive the 03. Travis Quackle is in the 1. Chad Boat will be in the number 15. Brad Keselowski will be piloting the number 29 for himself. Austin Dillon is in the number 31. Ty Dillon in the number 33. Now, we don't exactly know who's going to drive the number 35 yet, so we're still waiting on that. But I'm sure they'll figure it out before the green flag drops. Joey Knowles is in the number 50. Ken Schrader, cool, man. He's in the 52. I like Ken. He's a cool guy. Bobby Pierce is in the number 63. Stu Hayward will drive the number 74. And Madeline Crane, also known as Mad Maddie, will be making her debut in the number 80. Sean Corr will drive the number 82 for Empire Racing. Now, Sean will not only be driving his race truck, but he also drives his race truck to the track in his race hauler. How cool is that? Talk about pulling double duty, right? Anyway, the race is set to take place on Wednesday, July 22nd, with the green flag dropping at 9 p.m., and it will be aired on Fox Sports 1, so make sure you check that out. Now, there are 40 cars on the entry list for Saturday's Lilly Diabetes 250 at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. We have Derek White in the number 13, BJ McLeod in the number 15, Eric Jones will drive the JGR number 20, Ryan Blaney will be in the number 22 for Roger Penske, Timmy Hill will drive the number 26, Kyle Busch is back in his number 54, Kevin Harvick will drive the number 88 for Junior Motorsports. Eric Amarola returns to the number 98, and Mike Harmon will pilot his number 74. The NASCAR Xfinity Series Lilly Diabetes 250 is set to start on Saturday, July 25th at 3:30 p.m. on NBC. So everybody gets a chance to watch that one, even if you don't have cable. Cold beans, huh? All right, moving on to the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. The entry list for the Crown Royal presents the Jeff Kyle 400 at Indianapolis Motor Speedway shows 46 teams and drivers and only 43 spots, which means three teams will be going home this week after qualifying. We have Ryan Blaney in the 21, Chase Elliott in the number 25, Josh Wise, who announced via Twitter on Monday that he parted ways with Premium Motorsports, will pilot the number 32 Cup car for Go Green Racing. Good deal. Brian Scott will be in the number 33, Reed Sorensen will pilot the number 62. Michael McDowell will be in the number 95. Now, Premium Motorsports, who owns the number 98, which Josh Wise was driving for, they have not yet announced who will fill that spot just yet. But, again, I'm sure before the green flag drops, somebody will be in that car. Now, drivers who need to be in the top 36 in speed and have no provisionals available to them, which means that they are the lowest in onus points, would be the number 26 of Jeb Burton. He's currently 44th in onus points. Reed Sorensen in the 62, who's 45th in onus points, and the 25 of Chase Elliott, who's 46th in onus points. Now, the drivers that would miss the race if qualifying is canceled because they have the least amount of race attempts would be the number 25 of Chase Elliott, only 3 race attempts this year, Ryan Blaney in the 21, only 9 attempts this year, and Michael McDowell in the 95, he has 11 attempts this year. Good luck to those guys, and I know that they are going to be praying that it does not rain. Anyway, the Crown Royal presents the Jeff Kyle 400 is set to start on Sunday, July 26th at 3:30 in the afternoon on NBCSN. Now, hey, if you're not at the track this weekend and you're not able to catch the action, that's fine. It's okay. Just grab a seat with me on my social sofa in my very own live social sofa chat room on racefansrock.com. Now, I'll be home from Lucas Oil Raceway Park in time for the Sprint Cup race. I'll be back in front of my computer and in my social sofa chat room on racefansrock.com, so make sure you join me there. Keep in touch with me and continue sending me your questions and requests all week long. You can find me on racefansrock.com by simply typing in Phil Jen in the search box, and make sure you add me as your friend. You can still connect with me on Facebook at facebook.com/InfieldGenFanpage and facebook.com/RaceFansRock. Follow me on Twitter at InfieldGen. And I'm also on Instagram, LinkedIn, Google+, YouTube, Pinterest, Periscope, and more, all as InfieldGen. Make sure you visit my website on Make sure you visit my website, www.InfieldGen.com, on a daily basis. Check out the latest news, pictures, videos, race results. That includes all the practice sessions, qualifying sessions, and final race results, complete with race notes, penalty reports, and all that good stuff for every race. Make sure you also check out my new blog posts, cool fan stories, post-race audio interviews straight from the media centers at every racetrack, different teams' press releases, photos from my dedicated fan and the stand reporters every weekend, and God, so much more. I feel like I'm posting stuff on there every single day. Well, I am. It's just getting to be so much more and more, but it's really cool. So check it out, see what you missed, and get all caught up. It's all right there on InfieldGen.com. And don't forget to click over to my merchandise tab and get yourself some InfieldGen gear. I got some pretty cool stuff on there. All right, well, and hey, when you're on RaceFansRock.com, don't forget to go check out the merchandise tab over there. Courtesy of RaceGear.com, they've got some really cool stuff. And, like, on my merchandise tab on InfieldGen.com, it's just InfieldGen stuff. On RaceFansRock.com, RaceGear.com sells all kinds of things that every race fan would love to get their hands on. Some of it is actual signatures on diecast and things like that. So he's got some really cool stuff on there. So go check it out. It's RaceGear.com. All right, well, I'm out of time for tonight's show, and I want to thank Lisa Aslan for calling in and telling us all about her experiences at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. I want to thank all the race fans who became sponsors and helped us put Brian Keselowski back on track. And a huge shout-out to Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC, for their continued support. Taste Cleaning Services, thank you for helping me keep a clean home, and to everyone who tuned in. I hope you guys enjoy the weekend's races at Lucas Oil Raceway Park, Eldora, and Indianapolis Motor Speedway. I'll be taking your requests for pictures and information from all of your favorite ARCA teams and drivers at LOR, so if you have them, post them to me, send them to me, get them to me, whichever way you know how, and I'll get it done for you. And if you're going to any of the racetracks this weekend, feel free to send me some of the awesome pics that you take so I can see how much fun everyone's having, and I will post them all on InfieldGen.com under the Fan Central section. Thanks once again for tuning in tonight, and we'll get to do this again next Tuesday evening. Till then, have a great week. Wish us luck, and I'll catch up with you all again right here, same day, same time. And remember, everyone, RaceFansRock.com. Good night.